Cutbacks in the Philadelphia School District have resulted in the closing of several schools across the city. On Friday, the public is invited to brainstorm with designers, public agencies, and community development specialists to come up with new uses for two vacant schools in North Philadelphia. Let's learn more with Heidi Siegel-Levy, Director of Design Services with Community Design Collaborative. Heidi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
In reading about this Friday project, I, for one, wasn't familiar with the term charrette. What's its definition in this context?
It's actually a design brainstorming session. So it's a time for people from all different perspectives to come together and really brainstorm design, innovative design solutions.
Which schools are you focusing on?
So we'll be focusing on the Stanton School, which is in North Philadelphia, and also the Old Francis Willard School, which is in Kensington.
Now, to date, what uses have been envisioned for closed schools in Philadelphia?
Many of the closed schools in Philadelphia, which have been repurposed, for housing, a lot of them for affordable housing or senior housing. Some of them have also been used for some entrepreneurial uses, some incubator spaces or shared working spaces. But the majority, I think, have really been used for housing.
And does Community Design Collaborative have an interest either way in how the building is ultimately repurposed?
No. We actually are most interested in making sure that whatever the reuse is for the building, that it serves the needs of the community around it.
So what's going to happen on Friday? How is it organized?
Okay, so on Friday, what we will do is actually start the day with a volunteer team of design professionals that's been helping us put together all the background information for both of the schools and the sites to actually walk everyone who will be participating in the charrette through the sites, give them a virtual tour of both of the sites, set up the design problem, and also talk about some design precedents, designs that have been used for other vacant schools throughout the country. Then we'll actually break up all of the participants in the charrette, and those participants include community members from the two communities of the two schools, as well as design professionals that have signed up to take part in the charrette through the AIA's Design on the Delaware annual conference, which is going on this week. There will be two teams addressing each of the two sites, and one team for each site is going to be looking at the potential for temporary reuse of the site, and one is going to be looking at the potential for permanent redevelopment of the site for each of those sites.
Is it more typical that there's an initial temporary use, or is it likely that at the onset you can envision a permanent plan?
Ideally, it would be nice to envision the permanent plan, and I think that in most cases that's what's done, but what happens is that development plan may take several years to get up and running. It's really important to think about how the sites can be used in the interim so that those sites don't remain vacant and as blighted sites in the neighborhood.
Even though if there's relative accord regarding the big picture, how then does one assess what's realistic and what's likely?
With the work that the Community Design Collaborative does, it's very important that the results of our designs and our design brainstorming sessions are actually something that can be built and is feasible for the community. So in order to accomplish that, what we do is we involve city agencies and experts from the nonprofit as well as for-profit development field, financial people, everybody that it takes to actually put a project together, we involve them as part of the process so that they do that reality check throughout the day. We have what we call resource advisors that actually float among the teams during the day to give them advice about the designs that they're coming up with.
Is the charrette stage preliminary to any notions regarding funding of the project?
So the teams from the day will be presenting their designs at the end of the day to a panel of experts that will be reviewing the designs. And on that panel, there are some that actually may have the potential to either identify potential funding sources or be able to, contribute or brainstorm ideas for what funding sources might be for those projects.
Heidi Siegel-Levy, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Heidi Siegel-Levy is Director of Design Services for Community Design Collaborative.